For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. A civic education program at WKU called Public Achievement has earned national recognition and a trip to the White House. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
Dr. Paul Markham of the WKU Institute for Citizenship and Social Responsibility and WKU senior Bianca Brown were honored at the White House last week for their achievements with the program. Dr. Markham says the program helps to get students at younger ages involved in civic education projects.
The program that we were brought to the White House to highlight is called Public Achievement, and that's, of course, part of our Institute for Citizenship and Social Responsibility here at WKU. The Institute is all about strengthening our communities, particularly by paying attention to the quality of our education. How is it that we focus on really a democratic form of education that heavily involves students in activities where they learn to be problem solvers? Public Achievement program itself focuses on students working with other students, first of all, and in our case, we have a curriculum that trains college students to be coaches in our K-12 system. Our coaches work with the kids to ask them what issues are important to them. We don't stop with just what's the problem. We say, now what do we do to fix it? We help equip them with the skills and capacities to solve the problems themselves.
WKU student Bianca Brown got to go to the White House as part of the recognition for the program. She works as a coach in the Public Achievement Project.
With my group of fifth graders that I work with, initially when we spoke with them about what problems they see in their immediate environment, they said they needed lockers. And when we dug a little deeper with them, we found that the reason that they felt that way is because they feel that school-wide theft is a big problem for them. Kind of taking a step back, and that's something that I'm trained to do as a coach, I was able to get them to start thinking about different ways that they can address their school and motivate their classmates to improve behavior in that area. These fifth graders, 10 and 11 years old, created a PowerPoint with a skit, and they made posters to hang around their whole school, and they addressed the school in a school-wide presentation so that they could do something that would encourage their classmates to act a little better, act a little more in line, and be a little more civil, not steal. But this coming semester, we're going to see what progress they've seen, and we're going to assess the situation from there. So far, I think it's been pretty successful.
The public education program reaches students from K through 16. Dr. Markham believes it's very important to get people involved in civic education at an early age.
We know that, and we believe strongly, that students, even kindergarten students in cases, and we've got some pretty amazing stories, are not citizens in deferral, but rather present citizens. They can act now in their schools, in their neighborhoods, in their families to make a real difference. And we have learned through the Public Achievement Program that when we trust young people, empower them, and equip them with the skills to address public problems, it's quite fascinating, actually, what they can come up with and what they can do.
Dr. Markham says some recent research underscores the benefits the program can have. That research is available at the website of the Institute for Citizenship and Social Responsibility at wku.edu/ICSR. Bianca Brown says she believes the experience she's gained from the program will help her in the future when she's a teacher.
This experience has been just invaluable to me. I think it's really important to go into the classroom and help students to reevaluate the concept of power so that they can understand that it's not something to shy away from. The whole point of education at any level is to acquire knowledge to apply in your own personal life, in your professional life, and in your civic life. So I feel like this program has definitely given me that empowerment to go out and give that to others.
Again, the program is called Public Achievement. If you'd like more information, you can go online to wku.edu/ICSR. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.